Is the practice of jhana necessary for attaining nibbana?
Of course it is. But the problem is the way that people tie themselves up in knots about defining and becoming somebody who is a jhana attainer. So it's more of the, I mean, jhana is basically a settled mind, a settled heart. And realizing freedom is not possible without a settled heart. The being able to come to the Buddha's teaching and the practice from a place of clarity and stillness is essential. The problem is how we start getting caught up in the desire to be somebody who possesses jhana, and we get really, really greedy. So I think again, it's sort of in the same way that rather than talking too much about nibbana, pay attention to the practice. Don't talk a whole lot about jhana. Talk about what are you doing to settle the heart, still the mind? What are you doing to let go of greed, hatred, delusion? What are you doing to let go of the five, particularly the five hindrances? In the end, it's all about letting go.